eto lang, susuport ko yung cause ni Karen dito. Early detection. Early detection. Kailangan pa-check up. And you have to encourage people, young people like that, to have a check up. Okay, should you tell? Definitely, ideally, yes. Trying to hide a diagnosis is usually unsuccessful. Malatakman. In fact, you don't even have to talk about it because of the way people will look. It's not even breast cancer. We're talking about different types of cancer. Mahalata, mahalata. I had a colleague, pero lalaki ito. And he had colon cancer, stage 4. Mabilis po siya ang cancer niya. He got so shocked when he was diagnosed as stage 4 terminal. He did not want to tell people, so he continued to work. But after a while, it takes its toll. Nahahalata na ng mga tao sa opisina. And then eventually, he had to say it. In fairness, people in the office were quite supportive. This is what I found interesting about him, and I do agree. He did not stop working. He continued to work. The illness was not an excuse. Tumito na lang siya halos mga a few weeks bago namatay. Pero talaga, he would continuously run programs, he would come here, for example, and deliver talks and so on and so forth. Did the same thing. Pero for you who is watching, even if you didn't know him, mahalata mo na. Okay, so actually it's pointless to hide it. Now, the issue is how comfortable are you with it? Okay, factors that affect the capacity to tell. Well, first, how do you view the illness? How do you view cancer? First time you heard it. It's different when you hear about it. It's different when you have it. Iba. Iba talaga. Ako, I'm not a breast cancer survivor. But I had a taste of what survivors went through. I had a recent kidney transplant. Second kidney transplant. Surviving a second kidney transplant down in this country is already difficult. Now, this is something, I had a first kidney transplant 10 years ago. That was all right. I was oozing with energy. Tumatuwa pa ako. Kasi new kidney. Baka nabuhayan ng loob, no? May energy level. Kasi naman, kidney mo ng construction worker. Kung construction worker na nakuha mo, hindi ka tumulong, dapat lang malakas ka. No? Kailangan lalaki ulit. Kasi kung girls, syempre, medyo mahingin. Eh, hindi ko bagay na mahingin. Naghanap talaga ako ng kasi I cannot get from relatives. No? And I had to negotiate my way through, or even ask help from the Department of Health to be able to be allowed to have an operation. And I thought it was all right. I just had this scourge. Then, sabi ko, breeze, dali. I got out of the hospital. 2 days later, I got confined. I didn't realize, mas mabilis pala ang rejection. If it's, in your case, it's para nag-recur ulit, sa amin, nagkaroon ng rejection. In a few days, the kidney will die. And it will die because of white blood cells na nandun yung immune system eh. Napapatay niya. So I had to resort to looking for medicines and so on. My doctors recommended anti-cancer drugs. The ones against leukemia, which I never realized was so expensive. Sabi ko, I'll die more because of the cost of the drugs rather than the illness. No, but it's really a shock. And then going through the process, hindi siya masakit, but it's so uncomfortable after. Niligyan ko ng tubo rito. And then I was calling up Kara. So, Kara, I just need one thing from you. She was one of the few people I talked to. Hingin ako ng dasal. Because my kidney kasi has to stay alive. Otherwise, that's the end of it. I don't want a slow death, she said. Ano ka ba? You're not going to die. Don't choose to die. So she told me, and she, I guess, alerted some people as well. Great. That's the only thing I ask people. But, like it or not, this is another thing. It also affects illness in general, regardless of whether it was cancer, or a kidney ailment, or a heart ailment, it also affects how you view yourselves. The first transplant I had, I told the world. This one, Kaya nga, when Kara gave me this topic, I was analyzing myself. Bakit hindi ko masabi sa iba? Pinili ko lang talaga yung sasabihan ko. Nagulat din ko eh. Ako yung writing nito. But even I was so surprised, bakit kaya? Bakit hindi ko masabi sa iba? I guess, given the age, I'm 51. I was worried that people will think, at 51, malapit ka na. And I didn't want to project that I was about to weaken and so on and so forth. Which is typically also similar for cancer patients. Huh? You don't want to project that you're kind of honor you feel sad about your ailment and so on. Same thing was happening to me. But here's my second agenda. I'm a consultant kasi. Siyempre, hindi mo masabi sa kliyente mo. Kasi hindi kami bigyan ng trabaho. Ako, delikado yun. Ang transplant, baka namatay yun. No? Sabi, di naman ako, financially. Financially. So you can imagine more for cancer. The tendency kasi of people, basically, especially people who may not know or understand the illness, is that sometimes they may unwittingly decide that, you are not the person for the job. So I had to really choose. I had to really choose sino ang pagsasabihan ko. Whom to ask help from. Okay? Now, third, eto, with the relatives and friends, how do we see them taking the news? Yung iba, okay lang. Diba? They can take it. Yung iba, alam ba nila? Yung iba, they don't want to. Like my mother, she had a hard time with this one. And the issue here is, can they handle it? My dad took the unfortunate option of not talking about it. But I have seen other people also do the same thing for fear that the relatives will not be able to handle it. Pero madalas ko nang nadanas, at least the ones that I have interaction with, yung relatives ang muna nakakaalam. Hindi nila alam, they won't know, if they don't know if, should they tell the patient. Di ba, madalas yan. Kasi natatakot sila baka daw ma-depression patient. And they would often talk to the doctors and say, well, you know, sabihin, and so on and so forth. But you'll be surprised. Actually, if you're a patient, you would. You would. You just don't know what it probably is, but you would already feel something different. Things are not as normal as they once were. I had this kind of an experience also with my mother. Last year, when my kidney started to, it was already dying. I could not tell my mom.